This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown time is 7 after the hour. Once again, the time goes so quickly, it seems like nanoseconds ago when Michael Harrison, the editor. See, I get paid by the word. Sometimes I put words together to save people who are paying me money. So if I put Harrison and editor together, it's Hederson.
I'm the editor. That's a very good idea. Well, actually, we live in a time when everything is reduced
AI
to acronyms. And,
woo! Yeah,
but you know what the
AI
problem
stuff?
With AI is? You know, I'm an editor.
There's
I do
a lot of
words.
Yeah.
The problem with AI is it's spelled A, capital A, capital I, and it looks like Al.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like capital A, lowercase L, and it looks like, you know, so we're using Al to, that's in my head. I don't know if you've ever mistaken it for Al.
What I'm finding, I'm curious, or I'm not so much curious as I am concerned, about what happens down the road to youngsters who are my grandchild, your grandchild's age and mine, to the exposure they'll have to this stuff. Jennifer Horn, whom you know on KRLA in Los Angeles, tried this week to have a chat with that GPT thing, and they sort of put together, they concocted a press release. They put information into this thing, and 5 seconds later, it came out with a press release saying that her partner was going to go do something else. They just tried that on the air, and it was all full of information about this guy's life, about where he'd worked, about what his views are in 5 seconds.
It basically is what a mathematical pocket calculator does in instantaneous time. It does endless calculations down to the decimal point.
And so what good is that?
With data.
What good is it? What is it for? What does it do that's going to be beneficial to mankind?
Saves time and work.
Ah, okay, yeah. All right. Well,
we don't have to work too hard.
Puts more people out of work, so more people will be dependent on the government and the taxpayers.
We don't have to work as hard or as expensively in providing misinformation for people. Mm. This way, we're able to provide misinformation more economically.
Yeah. You know, speaking of misinformation, I want you to go through the story list and the people list, and then let's find some things in there. The information that has come about as a result of discussion of these stories. What's right? What's wrong? Not what's right and what's left. But what's right and what's wrong? Let's do that for a moment or two after you go through the list officially, please, Mr. Harrison.
At number 10, we have the NFL draft. At number 9, we have the Supreme Court of the United States abortion pill ruling. At number 8, we have trans and LGBTQ issues. At number 7, we have the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6, the mortgage subsidy plan. At number 5, the 2024 presidential race. At number 4, DeSantis versus Disney. At number 3, Trump legal battles. Number 2, the debt ceiling deal. And number 1, Tucker exits Fox. On the People Survey, we have at number 10, Zoe Zephyr. At number 9, Don Lemon. Number 8, Ron DeSantis. Number 7, Mike Pence. Hunter Biden is 6. E. Jean Carroll is number 5. Number 4, a little-known political figure named Donald Trump. Number 3, Rupert Murdoch. Number 2, Tucker Carlson. Number 1, Joe Biden. And that's a kind of a fuzzy look at the week. Toward the end of the week, a icon of American popular culture and talk performances, Jerry Springer, died, and an argument could be made that he could wind up on that chart as well, but at the end of the week, everything was already nailed down.
I've told you my Jerry Springer stories, haven't I?
No.
I have never told you a Jerry Springer story? Really?
Not that I remember. I mean, you might have, but,
all right, so
you know.
You remember in the late 80s when I was doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati?
Oh, that's right. You were in Cincinnati.
I was. So on, I decided I did 2 to 6, and Pete Rose followed me on the air on that station from 6 to 8. So we that marks some interesting
the rogues gallery.
Oh my God! So anyway, I had decided because I didn't know that much about Cincinnati, and I wanted to bring some of the local color in. So I asked Nick Clooney, who's George's father, because George grew up in Cincinnati. His dad's been a newsman there forever. I think 43 years he did the evening news on one of the stations, the NBC station there. So I asked him if he would like to come over on Friday afternoons and chat with me and the audience about what's going on in Cincinnati. Well, he had an allegiance to WLW and yada. Okay, so I asked Jerry Springer. In 5 seconds, he was there. He would come over on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And we would have a car. Maybe it wasn't 5. I think he did the 5 or the 6 o'clock news. So maybe it was, I forget. But it was toward the end of the program, anyway, every Friday. And we'd talk about things going on in Cincinnati. Now, remember, I told you that Pete Rose followed me on the air at 6 o'clock. So Pete would come down into the studio. You talk about two Cincinnatians. Pete would come into the studio, and I sit there, and the two of them would go back and forth for an hour. It was hysterical. It was great. Great radio.
Is there a Cincinnati culture that one could, you know, make fun of, like you know, a couple of Bostonians? Like, what do you think?
Oh, they didn't like me at all.
Because hey, what's going on?
Oh, no.
You know,
yeah.
Kind of a distinct Cincinnatiism that would mark their conversation.
It's interesting because Springer was a New Yorker. Actually, he was born in England, and he came over here as a youngster, and he gravitated to Cincinnati, ran for mayor. And he was disgraced in recall because he used city funds to pay for a prostitute. So then he became the nightly anchor on this TV station and attracted an audience that rivaled Nick Clooney's audience. And the company that owned the station had a station in Chicago. And so they brought him to Chicago, and the rest is history, as they say. It didn't take him long before they started this TV show that was on the air for, what, 29 years or something. And all of this stuff. I remember when I asked him to come on after he'd started the program in Chicago, he would say he didn't understand. He thought that the program was terrible and there was no good reason for it. But I said to him, what do you mean no good reason? You've got a lot of viewers. That's what you're there for, is to get viewers and sell advertising. He said, well, yeah, you're right, but the program is horrible.
Well, I mean, I think he did a tremendous amount of work in raising the level of sophistication and dignity.
Yeah, sure he did.
Did he ever throw a chair at you?
No, he never did. I don't think he ever. I think he left that to the people that were on the stage. That would throw
he was always above the fray.
But he was a very intelligent guy.
Oh, yeah.
And actually quite a good guy.
That's true.
Yeah, he was a good guy. And very self-aware. He knew that he was a circus clown. He knew it was an act. It was like being in the middle of the ring in the circus.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have to do much.
Very much like I'm blanking on the guy's name. He was a big, big star of television and in front of the camera and behind the camera. Chuck Barris.
Oh, yes.
Gong Show.
Remember the Gong Show back in the 70s? Yep.
Total insanity.
Yeah.
And he just rode above the fray with his attitude that the world's insane and ha, ha, ha.
Right. You know? Now, here's the last part of the story, which I tell, and I smile because I can't help but almost laugh out loud at this. The people that were there was a new beer garden that opened in just over the line in Kentucky. And so the guy that owned it listened to Jerry and I talking on the air. And so he called and asked us to could we come open his beer garden with some silly karaoke? So Jerry said, yeah, let's do it. And I said, okay, what do you want to do? He said, let's do Ebony and Ivory. I said, okay, who's going to be Ebony? He says, I'll be Ebony, you be Ivory. So he blackfaced himself. Can you imagine doing this today? We sang karaoke Ebony and Ivory. It was, you know, the audience was crazy. It was just some of my best memories of silly radio have to do with him.
So you did that. You did the blackface routine live.
I didn't do
it. Beer
garden.
At the beer garden. Well, you did it by being partners with him.
Yeah.
You're just as guilty as he was.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your support. That's just,
I don't know whether or not I can continue to
be
on
with me
today.
Anymore. Yes, thank you. If you want to leave, I can plenty. I can talk about myself.
You can play the part of me.
Yes, I can. Right.
You can do both of us.
Can you imagine though if we even tried to do something like that today? What we have, we wouldn't be booed.
We would be relegated to obscurity on a level that's even greater than the level we have achieved.
Later, you mean more than Don Lemon?
We would even be less known than Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Can you imagine rising to that level of depth?
I'm eager to get your spin on the Tucker Carlson thing. Even he says he doesn't understand why so many people are talking about this because there are so many more important things to talk about. That didn't stop it from becoming number one this week on the story list. But is this back to the circus? In a sense, really and truly, it's a circus. Yeah,
a circus.
Really is. And the players, Rupert Murdoch. Right? Who's going to play him in the movie? There's going to be a movie about this. Who's going to play Rupert Murdoch? Who will play Tucker Carlson? Who will play the folks? Remember they did the Ailes movie and didn't the great character actor from New York who normally does, I'm going to say Grisham, but it's not Grisham. It's
I don't remember.
Oh, yes. He played Winston Churchill on the Queen. Yes, Lithgow. John Lithgow.
John Lithgow Roger Ailes.
Roger Ailes. Sorry, it wasn't Rupert. It was Roger Ailes, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Roger Ailes.
One's the same as the other. They could blend back and
Lithgow's
forth.
Lithgow's a great actor. He did a wonderful job of Winston Churchill.
Yep, he sure did. Mm. All right, so anyway, we've got a lot of things here that we need to go through. I'm interested to get your spin because you're the most articulate person I know when it comes to football and the NFL draft, which, as you said, is number 10 this week. You look at some of these issues and you think, why are they this important? They are because it's not gradient levels of importance. It's how much they're being talked about. That's what the research is, the talkers. How much are people talking about these people and these stories? So we'll get to more of that as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 18 after the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Elizabeth Biller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds of this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Biller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again, toploss.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No worries. Michael Harrison is here with Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. No worries when I say we get to the bottom of many of these stories and the issues of the day. We determine that we should talk about some of them straightforward, and some of them we kind of go in the back door. I don't know whether that's the approach to take to the NFL draft. What do you make of some of the people that are being drafted? As you know, I'm not a big fan of football, so I leave that to you, because it is something. Obviously, if it's number 10, it's getting some recognition. It's not just on sports talk radio. This is news talk radio.
Yeah.
This survey is for news talk radio.
People talk about the NFL draft because it's the off-season big deal. You know, the National Football League recycles players. They come in and they go through their evolution. Some last mm-hmm. a long time, but most don't. And you're a rookie 1 year, and then you're a sophomore, and then you're a seasoned veteran, and then you're an old-timer,
right,
or you get injured and you're out. But you make a ton of money, and so much depends upon coaches and management picking the right up-and-comers from college football to be able to join the team, and the number of picks that they have and the position that they're in based upon how they performed in the standings the year before all play a major role in the drama. And it's like the primaries in politics, and it gives all of the football fans, which is the largest body of sports fandom in America, yeah, something to chew on for a while. So that's mm-hmm. why the draft is big. There's no specific aspect of the draft that I have a comment on, because frankly, I'm not that interested in the draft.
But they played it up on network television. Mm-hmm. I think the story I saw when I quickly, because I knew this was going to be on the countdown, just to educate myself a little bit, I saw a story about the Texans taking a quarterback from Ohio State. Doesn't that happen every year? Doesn't Ohio State provide
schools? The big schools that have very, very professional and
right, a lot of money comes from
they develop these players,
yeah,
and that's why people, well, first of all, people love college football for three reasons. One, it's a very fast, dynamic, loosey-goosey form of football that you see a lot of things that you don't see in the pros,
right.
And two, you're seeing the stars of the future, and the future means 2 years from now, 3 years from now. That's why a lot of people go to minor league baseball. They just want to see the stars of the future. And those are real fans. And the third reason college football is so big is there's a tremendous amount of emotion and pride attached to being part of the larger body of alumni and the culture of a school. So it's huge. College football is huge, but its impact on the pros is profound. That's where that's the farm team.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
where these teams get their players. And that's why the draft is big, because football is big.
Yeah.
That's the answer to your question. There was nothing particular about this year's draft that I found to be compelling or controversial.
Over the top.
Yeah. It just is. Every year it becomes a major discussion. And the talk show hosts and news talk radio are always trying to find something to talk about that's not left-right politics.
Yeah.
So
stretch it a little.
It kind of squeezed its way in.
Yeah.
To the survey.
It's okay. It's good, because it does, as you said, there's nothing worse than listening to a guy like me who doesn't know anything about the NFL and disdains the game itself talking about it. I mean, it's a waste of time, and it's kind of, I don't know, my credibility when it comes to it is zero, so why would I talk about it? And people say, well,
I find your disdain for the game to be interesting.
All right. I'll remember that. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Abortion laws are holding up in GOP-led states.
Two bills restricting abortion in South Carolina and Nebraska both failed to pass. A near total abortion ban failed to pass in South Carolina's Senate by a 22-21 vote, marking the third time such a measure hasn't passed in a GOP-led chamber since the Supreme Court overturned Roe last year. I'm Lance Pry.
A federal judge in Illinois granting a temporary injunction blocking the enforcement of a gun law which bans some semi-automatic rifles as well as high-capacity magazines. All Army pilots that are not involved in critical missions are being grounded after two recent helicopter crashes that killed 12 soldiers. Montana banning transgender health care for minors. Governor Greg Gianforte signing that bill yesterday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. This is a weekly exercise to go through the stories and the people list that appears in Talkers at Talkers.com. Also, we publish it at GoodDayShow.com. And Michael and I were going on about the NFL draft and my statements about football and my disdain for it, Michael finds interesting.
I find it interesting. Yeah, if you said it bored you, that's one thing. But having disdain, that means there are things about the game that bug you. And I assume it is the violence.
Yeah.
And also, on a certain level, the amount of interest, emotion, and money that people spend to support this violent situation. And all I wanted to say to you was, I have disdain for it too, but I also enjoy it. It's like a guilty pleasure.
And really? Ice cream is my guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure. I mean, I really enjoy football. I watch it. I get all caught up in it. But I also know it's a terrible thing.
Yeah,
isn't that not funny how we could both? And I'm being serious here. We kid around a lot, but yeah. you can hold two thoughts at the same time that you support something, you enjoy it, you spend time, you invest in it, you care, and another level you realize it's just an awful thing, but you do it anyway.
Yeah, and it does speak to the violence that is prominent in our society. Mm-hmm. I think. Frankly.
Yeah, it makes me wonder about the wiring of the human nervous system and our DNA as a species. When you step back objectively and you look at humanity, what a dangerous, mysterious beast human beings.
Can we apply that to Ron DeSantis and to Donald Trump and to others that are aspiring What's his face?
No. These men are saints.
Ah, of course they are.
They love America. They love America. Mm-hmm.
So they say. I thought it was interesting this week. Ron DeSantis, number 8 on the people list. I thought it was interesting. He said he was going to declare next week that he's running for president. But yet this week, all over national newscasts, there are ads for DeSantis for president. Yay, DeSantis! Wait a minute. Is he running or not? Oh, the suspense is he's going to announce next week whether he's going to run or not. But yet, they're spending a lot of money on ads. Yeah. Ron DeSantis will make a good president. I'm not sure that that's true, but it's, you know.
These things about announcing... Okay, now it's official.
Yes.
We make lying and, you know, cherry
an art form.
Exactly. It's an art form.
So, number 4 on the story list is DeSantis and Disney. Well, so, this whole thing, you know, people are silly enough to think, he's really trying to get Disney so they'll pay the taxes. DeSantis is running for president. He will do anything, say anything, go anywhere, do whatever he has to get attention. And if he has to take a shot at Disney, which in his heart of hearts he has to know he's going to lose. But remember the old adage, it's not what you say about me, just it's whether you spell my name correctly. DeSantis.
Yeah,
the Disney people have clobbered
him. MICKEYMOUSE,
Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, and that no. I think DeSantis is Mickey Mouse. I think that's what I'm. I think
Mickey Mouse is Mickey Mouse, and DeSantis is Mickey Mouse's enemy.
Ah, no.
I think that it is a foolish thing to do.
It
to
was.
Be the governor of Florida wanting to be president, and then to make your beef against Disney and Mickey Mouse
right.
a centerpiece of your positions.
Yeah, and all started with the gay thing that Disney didn't approve of.
Right. He painted himself into a corner from which there is no return.
No. They're smarter. They have more lawyers.
Disney is a major economic engine that is that fuels Florida.
40,000 jobs in Florida are a result, direct result of Disney. You're going to screw that up there,
pal? Not to mention the amount of money that it brings to Florida in terms of the tourist and travel business.
Right.
And culturally, Disney and Disney World are a centerpiece of the lives of so many American citizens.
Yep. How many people at Orlando Airport, man? I challenge you to go in there and get out of there in 2 hours under any circumstance, no matter what day or time of the week it is. So then let's put this into perspective with Trump. This really does so
plays
easily and so well plays into Trump.
Absolutely.
And he can take a shot at DeSantis and, you know, make him look foolish, which he does under
DeSantis
the circumstances.
Is pudding head compared to
so then you have to wonder. Of so much attention been paid to this guy, and in fact he's this bad, his judgment is this bad, what the hell do you want to be president for? Why does he, other than maybe assuaging his own ego, what does he bring to the table? Nothing. And none of these guys bring anything to the table. You know, when you get right down to it, I said, I think last week with you, I thought Robert F. Kennedy Jr., makes an interesting and attractive candidate, as does Joe Manchin. Munchkin, him too. Right. Anyway. All right, let's see. The Tucker Carlson. I'm trying to figure out. I'm looking at the clock and trying to figure out, okay, where can I get Michael's the most appropriate comments about talk radio involvement?
But you were going to ask me about Tucker.
I was going to ask you about it.
But everybody else has mouthed off about it. I'll give you the answer. The reason Tucker exited Fox is because Rupert Murdoch doesn't like him.
Yep.
Done.
Like
that's the reason.
That's it. Yeah. Right.
You can make lists of the reasons that Rupert Murdoch doesn't like
him.
So
why did we spend so much time on talk radio talking about it this week? Tucker Carlson doesn't even understand why.
Because it's gossipy. It has to do with things people are interested in. You got to remember, when a medium such as news talk, whether it's on radio or television, spends most of its time talking about itself, then you know it has become a reality show as opposed to news.
Right. Yep, there you go. So, with regard to presidential politics, number five this week, I thought it was interesting that Nikki Haley was on Fox, and she suggested that we shouldn't vote for Biden because he's going to be dead in 5 years. I thought to myself, I looked at that and I thought to myself, did she really, was she dumb enough to say that? And apparently she is dumb enough to say
that. Yeah, she brings dumbness to new spectacular
levels of interest. Wow, I thought she was okay, but woof. You make a statement like that.
She was the one who also said, I forgot what woman she was talking about, that the woman was not in her prime anymore. That was what got, Don Lemon said that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I confuse Nikki Haley with Don Lemon all the time.
Easy to do.
Yeah, really.
Right. Okay, so now E. Jean Carroll, I'm just bouncing around here because I want to get your comments on some of these things. The jury, according to the Daily Beast, the jury has decided Trump's fate already in this case. He's guilty as sin. And so what does he do? Have you watched any of the video from this trial?
No.
It's really kind of interesting. She says the reason it took her so, because the lawyer for Trump said, okay, so you want us to believe that you were raped by Trump. Why did it take you 24 years to come forth? She said, well, I needed the support of the Me Too movement, and I think the Harvey Weinstein thing, she said that on the stand. I suppose that's maybe she's been rehearsed and thought it through, because they knew, her lawyer knew that question was going to get asked.
Yeah.
And so,
maybe she wants to sell the script to Law and Order, you know.
She's got a book.
Right.
She's written a book, and that's one of the reasons that she's... And the lawyer,
what do you think is going to happen? Do you think this is going to have any traction? Do you think that this case, amongst all the cases involving Trump...
Well, let's say he's found guilty. And then the people running against him would easily say, you want a rapist as the president? That's all they have.
And then there'll be a resounding crowd answer from his core go, yeah, why not? I like his policies.
Yeah.
What is policies?
His choice of women. All right, let me spend a moment talking about your immune system, if I may. Michael, yours and everybody who's listening to this program, if it's strong, it's great. If it's not, you drink a lot of coffee, you drink a lot of beer, you eat a lot of fast food, then your body is acidic. And every disease known to man comes because you have a bad gut. You've heard the old expression that we have. Actually, Dr. Jack Stockwell is big on this because he's a GAPS practitioner. Everything in your body starts in your gut. So if you want to fix that, and then you follow the road to Balance 7, and the road's pretty easy to follow. All you have to do is call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. And you'll be able to buy Balance 7, get $15 off in the deal, get a free bottle of another product from this company called My Smooth Skin. You get free shipping and money-back guarantee. By the time you're done, they'll be paying you. Well, not really, but you know the story here. 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. 800-793-9039. Or you visit balance7.com. Get healthy. Feel better. With Balance 7.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People on the list from Talkers Magazine this past week. Zoe Zephyr is at number 10. Don Lemon is at 9. Ron DeSantis at 8. Mike Pence is 7. Hunter Biden is 6. E. Jean Carroll is number 5. Don't you wonder what the E stands for? Maybe Elizabeth? Yeah. Number 4 is Donald Trump. Interesting that he and Miss Carroll are together because of the whole thing going on with them. Number 3 is Rupert Murdoch next to Tucker Carlson. And the real reason that's been the discussion, why he got fired, it has to do with Rupert Murdoch and his values. All right, so I'm not going to give too much of that away. Number 1 on the people list, Joe Biden. He's the president in residence. That's our Joe. And him declaring, I guess, his... desire to run for president again. Everybody wants to run for president. How about that? Maybe one of you should run for the president. Probably couldn't be any worse than some of the other candidates here, right? That's the people list from Talkers.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker.
In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show and the official charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 24th to the 28th. So these are published, by the way, on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com, and at the Talkers website, talkers.com. Plus, I like to go through them officially at least once in each of our hours where we focus on this info from this week. At number 10, the NFL Draft. Lots to talk about there with regard to some of these college players. Number 9, the Supreme Court's rulings this past week. At number 8, issues about your sexuality or youngster's sexuality. Number 7, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Number 6, the mortgage subsidy plan that's been put forth. Presidential race is number 5, DeSantis versus Disney. That's number 4, Trump. And his legal stuff is 3, the debt ceiling is 2, and believe it or not, Tucker leaving Fox is the number one story this week on the countdown.
Idiots walk among us.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
All right. So this is the song that Michael Harrison and Gun Hill Road have done about the state of the world. The song is called Idiots. It has about 9 million downloads streaming so far.
It's unbelievable what a hit it is online. I mean, there's no record industry, and music radio is not interested in something like that. But online, tens of thousands, not millions, tens of thousands of downloads and views. And the video is just, people love it. It's idiotsvideo.com. Idiotsvideo.com. Check it out, folks. It has a life of its own. Looking forward to showing it at the Talkers Conference. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, it may come. Michael has asked me to sing the Star Spangled Banner at the Talkers Conference, and I've been rehearsing. Whether I do it or not remains to be seen. But it would be good for me to sing the Star Spangled Banner to the audience and then to have Idiots play right after, because I probably would sing and people would say, look at that idiot up there.
I would hope not.
No.
It's dangerous singing the Star Spangled Banner at anything.
Of course it is.
Because one, it's a tough song to do.
Yep.
Two, people are very sensitive about its interpretation.
Yeah.
And three, you know, it's like, why him? Why her? Couldn't they get somebody better?
Why not me? Yes. You know? Right. Oh, say, can you see? So Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, there are lots of people now. I like the new, if you haven't checked out the new format
you will enjoy the format because it's easier for you to read through stories. As a matter of fact, lead story right now at Talkers.com is a focus. Most of you know who Newsmax CEO Christopher Ruddy is.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the many people speaking at the Talkers Convention, which is a month and a week away, right? Isn't it? Like,
It's a little bit over a month away. Chris Ruddy is the man in the arena. My God, he's a great keynote speaker.
Yeah, I figured Tucker Carlson might go wandering over there.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't miss that if I were you.
No,
hey, thanks for having me on the show. This has been
fun. Hey, Michael, my pleasure. Of course, as usual, it's 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, Doug Steffen with my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, the lawyer extraordinaire, with his thoughts. The legal end of some of the stories this week captured on the chart list from Talkers Magazine. Tucker Carlson, does he have a suit against Fox? Can he sue him and win? What do you think?
No, not a chance. Nor do I think he would
He'd
do
be
that.
Dumb enough to do it.
He's going to land on his feet. I'm not a big fan of Tucker Carlson, but there are plenty of people that are, and he will find an immediate place for it. To me, really the most interesting thing out of this was during the discovery phase of the Dominion lawsuit, and both sides are getting information on the other, Dominion received and the lawyers for Fox obtained Tucker Carlson emails and text messages that not only were really, really offensive and didn't even have to do with the case. So because they didn't deal with the case, but there were some sexual harassment, some anti-Semitic comments, a bunch of these things, they weren't used in the case or even the negotiations. And Fox and Murdoch didn't even find out about these until last week. And it was like, hey, lawyers, you found all this stuff about our guy and you didn't even tell me. So that, to a great extent, may have led to the dismissal. But it's like watching Succession, but, it's not going to be the last season.
No, exactly. I'm, I didn't watch the first couple of seasons of Succession. and now I'm really into it because the daughter intrigues me as much as anything else.
Oh, yeah, Shiv. She is amazing. Great
oh,
character.
She really is, yeah. And her, I just find her very interesting. But then the way that it twists and turns, it reminds me of 24, but not in as much an action figure, just where you never knew where it was going to go. Who would have thought this guy died? And if you're now worried about a spoiler alert, that was 3 weeks ago, so tough.
No, it should be okay.
It should be okay by now. All right, now, Mr. Trump in his legal battles, E. Jean Carroll says that she didn't do it 24 years ago. She didn't come forth 24 years ago. She needed the Weinstein case, Weinstein case, and the hashtag MeToo movement to give her the courage to come forward. Does he get convicted or not?
You know, we'll have to see. But the fact that she waited so long, I think, is more going to affect credibility in regard to testimony. Her lawyer, it's always very difficult to cross-examine a witness like that, because if you're Trump's lawyer, you don't want to create sympathy, but you want to try and find, remember, this is a civil case, so it just has to be more likely that Trump is right than not. He doesn't have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, just preponderance to the evidence. So he's trying to point that out. But so far, she's been a pretty sympathetic character, and it's going to be interesting. And the judge was criticizing the manner of in which the Trump's lawyer was questioning. They're going to allow in the famous grab him by the pussy audio and video.
Right.
So he's got some issues there. Not as much as in Georgia in July, they're saying, probably, if they're going to come forward, and I think they will with charges, it'll be in the summer. So Trump keeps we lawyers very, very busy.
Well, how do you, if you're fighting, if you're running against Trump, would you vote, the question would be, you vote for a convicted rapist for president? I don't know that has to go much further. But then you've got DeSantis, what a dummy. He takes on Disney and gets clobbered, and he's still talking about it like it made him look good. And right? I mean, think about this. I didn't realize how dumb this guy is.
You and I agree totally on this. So let's see. The biggest employer in the state,
right.
A company that everybody loves,
Julian's
that's the one
attacks.
You want to pick on to try and attack. Where's the upside of that? And then Disney outfoxes him, and he says, well, let me bring this to the attention, how I've been beaten again. Now, you know, that alone should disqualify him as a candidate.
Yeah. All right, so we have about a minute for Zoe Zephyr and some of the other issues with trans people. Republicans kick her out on what grounds? None that make any sense. But
no, they don't. And, you know, this is one of these things. It sort of takes me back to when it was a major, major issue for same-sex marriages, and now you see this everywhere. And with transgender, it's even fewer. There really are very few people here. It seems to be very much a political thing rather than trying to, how do we incorporate these people into society?
Yeah. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney who gives us his thoughts on some of the issues on the story list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.